friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from the healthyamerican.org. This is Friday, and on Fridays, I like to bring just a little more lighthearted broadcast to you because what we deal with during the week is often very heavy. This week in particular, we were talking about life after loss, dealing with the tragedies, the traumas, the trials of life, and then ideally finding some light at the end of the tunnel and figuring out a way to experience life after loss. So by the way, I do have that program for you. It's an online live 4-week program. And we started yesterday, May 9th, at the time of this broadcast. The classes are recorded for you if you can't make it live. And we would love to have you join us. I will leave a link for you below where you can watch some videos where I explained it and also the website where you can read more and enroll if that is something that is of interest to you. So today's Friday, and you know, last week I thought I was doing a lighthearted video about atheists. Maybe they don't have a sense of humor. I don't know, but it wasn't even my satire. I was reading something from the Babylon Bee. And that is a satirical website. You know, satire means they're poking fun. It's humorous. And I think that one sign of intelligence can be having a sense of humor in that you can cleverly understand what the other clever people are trying to say. But apparently the video I did proves that some people have no sense of humor because there were some very odd comments, which I covered in a previous video this week. So the video I did for you before is called People Hear What They Want to Hear and Disregard the Rest. That comes from some lyrics from Simon and Garfunkel. And I don't actually really listen to popular music too much. But another kind of strange comment was, I can't believe you're talking about Simon and Garfunkel. That wasn't even the point of the video. The point of the video is that people hear what they want to hear and disregard the rest. So it put me in mind of a comment that I got from a reader of my Substack. And this is absolutely free. And that's an important part of the story. So join me here as I take you on over. It's peggyhall.substack.com. I've got an article all about life after loss. But the one that I want to bring you to is a few weeks ago, I did an interview with a former psychologist, a friend of mine from Australia, Richie Bennett, and it was called Aussie Psychologist Defies Ring of Steel Lockdown. And it is, the Substack itself was rather short because I wanted you to go to the video and actually benefit from this individual's professional and personal stories about how to distinguish fear from anxiety. He also talked about why it is that so many Australians fell for all the hogwash and how he personally defied it. So I found it a very, very inspiring story. He's from Australia. Obviously, he speaks with an Australian accent. I guess that bent a few people out of shape as well. As if I have anything to do with someone's accent. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But what was interesting is here, my friend came on, it was over an hour, and he gave his time freely. And I mean free, nobody had to pay for it. And there were so many great insights. Now, I personally have been coming on this channel for 4+ years, and I love it. God has called me to do this. It is my passion. I would love to do like 24/7, you know, broadcast-a-thons with you because there's so much that I want to cover, but I do broadcast Monday through Friday, 1 or 2 videos a day because I love to stay in touch with you, help you get over whatever struggles and challenges you're facing, together digging deeper beneath the headlines so we won't be bamboozled and duped and hoodwinked by the powers that shouldn't be. And then most importantly, we do a lot of broadcasts here all about solutions, how to get out of the spin cycle, how to move ahead in life without the fear and dread of these, you know, bad guys, you know, and the boogeyman behind, you know, every corner and in every closet. I want you to live fully and freely in confidence. So this is, I wanted to share this with you also because I'm going to highlight my lovely assistant, Olivia. Round of applause for Olivia. She is behind the scenes. She assists in the publishing of the Substack. She creates those beautiful thumbnails on all of my channels, including I've got The Healthy American here, and then I've got Living Swell also on YouTube. I've got my Rumble channel. I've got peggyhall.tv, which is the private vault, and she answers all of the incoming support emails. So she literally helps me keep the ship afloat. And I've got my wonderful moderators, Valerie and Rhonda and Ava, that also come on board. They are working as volunteers because they believe in the mission, and they are a part of our vibrant, supportive, sophisticated, and savvy Healthy American community. But I want to highlight Olivia a little bit because she had such a beautiful response to an email that came in about this Substack. And as you'll notice, let me just share this with you one more time. I'll just tell you that the Substack is free. You know, that means you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to pay for it. And I don't want you to send me a penny or spend a penny or invest a penny on anything that I provide for you unless you have a penny to spare. I've said that from day one, which is why all these videos are here for you for free. Now, for those who have supported my work, I'm so very grateful. And because you have supported me, I want to support you. And that's why we have our monthly live private webinar. And that's where we can speak in a censorship-free manner, and it's the least I can do to thank you for your support. So I've got the Substack, I've got this channel, I've got my Living Swell channel, I've got my Living Swell Substack, I've got an Instagram, I'm on Rumble, I do personal events. My life is dedicated, and I'm grateful to be dedicated to inspiring and educating and encouraging and empowering you to, you know, not be bamboozled and hoodwinked and duped by those that are trying to deceive you. I think that's probably at the root of everything I do. But then also to help educate you about your rights and the laws that should protect those rights. We talk about all of the corruption that's going on, all of the corruption that I've experienced in, you know, these cartoon kangaroo courts. It's just absolutely despicable. But I also want to help you with a way out. So I'm actually all about positivity and optimism and I'm determined, and I know that there's another way, a better way, and we're going to find it. And that's been the message of my life from the beginning. So it's possible that some people stumble across the channel, stumble across the Substack, and I'm going to share this with you, this email that we got, not so much because I want to point out what someone wrote, but I want to point out Olivia's very brilliant response. And this might be a response that you could use if you ever find yourself in this position. And let me just tell you the email that I got from, I'm not going to call him a healthy American because he's not, from this individual who obviously is dealing with some unresolved emotional wounds. And I hope that anyone that's dealing with that will join me in the Life After Loss online program. I'll leave a link for you below. So he writes, he says, he's writing in response to the Substack, where this psychologist gives an hour of freely of his time. He wasn't paid. I wasn't paid. We did this to bring helpful information. And I know you get it, but I just want to highlight Olivia because she's so awesome. And so the person receives this Substack. Now, most of y'all say, thank you, Peggy, for sending this. It was so helpful. I read it. I'm going to watch the video, or I watched the video and I was so encouraged by Richie and what he said, or maybe you don't respond at all, but listen to this response. The fellow writes, my favorite part of all is this, of all of this is you're no different than any other grifter. All we need to do is upgrade to a paid membership. Please don't try and tell me that you care while you hold your hand out. It makes me sad. He's writing this. No one can literally find the help they need because you guys are no better than the other side. Congrats, though, on the success of your channel. A few more likes and you'll be platinum status, right? Let's hear what Olivia had to say. She writes back. Hey, so-and-so, I'm sorry you feel that way about an option. Please note that it is completely optional to support Peggy's work, and all of the Substack posts are free upon publication. We are grateful for people who see value in her work and who choose to support her with a paid subscription. I'm sending thoughts and prayers your way, hoping that you are able to free yourself from the grift of life. May you find restaurants that serve free food, doctors who provide free medical care, attorneys who provide free legal services, educators who provide free classes, therapists who provide free counseling, authors who generously distribute their books free of charge, and may you forever evade the burden of paying for anything ever again. Additionally, may your car perpetually run on free fuel, may your rent be forever waived, and may your bills vanish into thin air. With prayers and kind regards, Olivia, assistant to Peggy Hall. Round of applause for Olivia. What do you think, y'all? What do you think? What I think is that I should go to the Chevron gas station and pull in and say, oh, I would like to buy some gas with my YouTube likes. How many likes can I exchange with you in order to fill up my gas tank? Or will you take shares instead? How many times the video has been shared or how many views my video has? Can I go to the grocery store and buy some groceries with YouTube views? Because apparently they're so valuable. As I say, a little bit of snark, a little bit of fun on Friday. And I am not so much pointing out the it's actually really sad. And I do have a lot of pity for people that are experiencing what this fellow did, that's what he has to write. It's now, I don't know what age, but I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm assuming he's probably like a younger generation. Like in my day, I didn't expect to get anything for free. And all of this is free, by the way, but I didn't expect to get free food at a restaurant. And if I wanted to enroll in a class, like if I took a sewing class or I took Teddy for dog training, you know what? Like I paid for that. Like if I get my nails done or my hair done or something, like I actually pay for it. Now, I am of the mind that I love barter, and I have done bartering in the past as well, where there was an exchange of services. I think that's fantastic. I'm all about a new way. I mean, you may have the situation where you have chickens and they lay eggs and your neighbor has lemons and you guys exchange. I've done that sort of thing over the years. I think it's fantastic, but that's called an exchange of value. So what really troubles me about this email, more than this poor individual who is suffering, and I do sincerely hope that we will all pray for those that are suffering and are deluded by society telling you that you should get things for free just because people are like, this actually cost me money to do this, right? I mean, it cost me money to run the channel. There is everything you can imagine with running a business and having an assistant, a paid assistant, and all of the time that I spend doing this that I'm not spending doing something else, it is a cost to me and I do it gratefully. And literally, I do it with appreciation because I'm grateful that God called me to do this work. And I'm grateful for each and every one of you that come on the channel, that leave your comments, that pose interesting perspectives. I want to be here to learn and grow. And I pray that Olivia's very clever response is going to have this person go, oh yeah, I guess I do pay for other things. Why do I think that people online should do everything for free? I actually don't understand that. I also believe that when you invest in something, to me anyway, I value it more highly because I'm involved in it. And I also believe that it's just a good practice to exchange value for value. That's how the world works, is an exchange of value. So it was a troubling email to me on that respect. Again, I don't really care what people think about me. I only care what God thinks about me. And I'm more troubled by the individual and how he's going to have such a difficult time going through life, but maybe not. Maybe he's one of the ones that wants to live in the 15-minute city, own nothing and be happy, and have everybody else pay for his stuff, right? It reminds me of that little scenario where the young child says to his mom, Mom, what is socialism? And the mom says, well, I'll tell you what it is. I'm going to pay you $10 to clean the bathroom. And then the boy goes and he cleans the bathroom. And the mom says, now, I'm going to give $5 to the government, or actually the government keeps $5. And then I'm going to give $3 to the people that didn't clean the bathroom, and you get $2. That's socialism. How do you like them apples? All right, friends, I think we need to have some broadcasts going forward about the benefits of capitalism, because some people are still confused as to what capitalism is and what capital is. We're going to talk about how that is a driving force of our economy and why the government wants to take away your ability to build a business, to have your own money. And I think it's really important for us to review the, you know, perhaps their principles that haven't been reached yet in terms of capitalism, but it's not a naughty word. And we're told that, you know, the greedy one percenters and all of that, you know, that's just another slur, no different than any slur that you could use on someone else. So I reject that. And let's talk about the benefits of capitalism, maybe how it can be improved so that possibly, just possibly, we can educate people like this poor soul who thinks that he should get everything for free. What say you? Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. I look forward to seeing you back here. I'm here Monday through Friday, starting at 4 p.m. Pacific, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.